views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everybody. What a fabulous, fabulous show we're going to have today. I am in London, England. It is an absolutely fabulous place to be. So much happening. It is such an honor. I have worked with some phenomenal people over the last 4 days at a Mind, Body, Spirit festival. People who are willing to do some very brave work. And that's the key to the topic today, abundance beyond attachments and control. Some of us have done great up till now, but we're wanting more. We're wanting to step into more. We're wanting to create more. So that's what this show is about. You know, for many of us, we've been the odd one in the family, the one who saw the world a bit differently. We didn't just talk the talk. We actually saw it. We wanted to walk it. We did it. We noticed these serendipitous things that would occur. Our eyes would be opened into new dimensions, new ways of living, new ways of seeing everything that we were doing in this 3D world. The 3D world wasn't enough for us. We wanted to expand beyond that. So now we're wanting to do this step. We want to do the growth. And the thing that we find about abundance is, you know, people will ask me, well, I don't know that it works. I've gone this far. I've done these things. I've read the 5 books, done the 4 steps, and nothing's happening. And that's because there's some deeper pieces to this. We have attachments. And attachments often are about control. Control is about comfort. If you think about it, if we have some regularity in our lives, if we see the world a certain way, if we do the certain things in a certain sequential order every day, we think life is manageable. If we step outside of that control and we release it, we have a very extreme thought that suddenly everything will go crazy. And sometimes that's our inner child reacting to the idea that we might do something different. We might follow the intuitive guidance that's coming to us and step into a new direction or a new possibility or a new way of operating. I talk often about how in this realm, you know, we have sequential steps to things. We do step one, then we do step two, then we do step three. And sometimes we get guidance because it's responding to the essence of who we are. It's responding to what we say we want. And it says, take step 3, go to 9, come back to 5, and then do 7. Because spirit knows the way to achieve what it is we're wanting to create. So in alignment with our essence, in alignment with our vision, in alignment with our passions, you know, that passion you came into the world with is the purpose of your life. It's the essence of all that you are. Those things that used to give you joy. I can't tell you how many people I spoke with who had not stepped into their joy in 20 years. Can you imagine? But honestly, we learn this from the beginning of our timeline. We learn that we can't have our joy. Life is about getting a job, being stable, making a living, taking care of family, and having responsibilities, and maybe one day when you retire, you can have all these other things. If you check in with your passion, it's a little frightening because the agenda is quite different, isn't it? So Source has this ability to come in and join with you in that vision that is so much bigger, so much larger, and more aligned with your truth. It's about all that you are. So on today's show, we want to explore how to unleash the limitless possibilities of your heart's desire. Some of us don't know what the it is. As we take some of these breaks, as we make a progression through this show, I'd love it if you just jot down some things that are coming to you on a piece of paper. Don't write a novel, just little thoughts that are coming to you about what gives you joy. It may be that a certain song comes to mind. It may be that you're thinking of a particular flower. It could be that there's some connection you have in your life that gives you great pleasure. It will all come together. Don't worry that you don't know the it thing that you're about. Okay? There's also some conflict that comes into our lives, and that has to do with other people's opinions of who we are, what we're trying to create, how we should do it, what their fears are, what their agenda is, what they think is important. And so we almost become afraid to tell anyone what we truly desire, what we truly want, and what would our families think, and what would our boss think. Will we be fired? Again, we go into some of these very extreme thoughts. So this is the comfort of the known. We wake up and possibly we have an inspired idea, and within a millisecond, we cancel it out. We explain to ourselves in a heartbeat why it's not possible. So can you see, we've taken a lifetime to create a strong structure of what life is. But can I tell you how many people I spoke with at this show this week that are miserable? They were successful, they did everything they were supposed to, and they're unhappy. And they're unhappy because they followed the program that was given to them by others. They did it, they were able to march through it, but there's no real fulfillment within their lives. So if that's speaking to you, if that's something that's happened to you, can you imagine the fear you feel when you think about, well, what would I do differently? How would I step into all that I am? How would I create abundance, which is relationships, new opportunities of things that you apply your energy to, drawing in partners and companions and loved ones that are aligned with who you are? It would be a change, wouldn't it? It would be an unraveling in some ways of the years of training that you applied to the life that you live today. So today's show is about how we step into a life that isn't out of control, but you're releasing some control that has a vice grip on your choices. So this is a fabulous day. It's a wake-up call. If you're hearing it and it's meant for you, then today is your day. You are able to call in and participate in this show as you like. The number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to be taking your calls, talking about what's presenting for you, what's showing up for you in terms of what you're wanting to create. I, frankly, personally, crazy as I can be, really like the cosmic 2x4. I love that wake-up call where I just get slapped upside the head and go, what am I doing? And that typically happens when I've gone too long living a life that's not mine in some particular area. And Source is calling to me going, you can do more. You can create more. You can be more. Is that you? Are you being called today? Are you getting the wake-up call to step into more of you? I am not going to make you go crazy. This is a show where we're going to talk about how we begin to relinquish the fears that have held us in traction and begin to open ourselves up to the full potentiality of all that you are. You know, if anyone told you that abundance didn't require some courage or some bravery, I don't know what they were thinking. It does. And it doesn't mean your whole life goes upside down, but it requires these little moments of bravery. You know, it requires this moment where your heart connects with something as you're walking down the street and you step into a shop, or you listen to a little voice within you that says, go left instead of go right. Take a detour, make a right here. That's how it begins. And you begin to trust this voice, to trust the guidance that's coming to you, because it's responding in alignment to what you have already presented to Source that you want to step into. Some of you are wanting to do some very different things from what your career is doing. Does this mean you just jump out and quit your job right now and stop functioning? Absolutely not. But you begin to nurture this part of you. You begin to step into the intention in your spirit, in your own energy field. So some of you are getting a lot of release, a lot of movement in your neck, a lot of movement in your heart space. Honor that right now. Notice what's coming to you. It's sometimes very physiological how these shifts can happen. So when we come back from break, we're going to take some calls and we're going to talk a little more about what it's like to begin to relinquish some of the controls and what it's like to draw in abundance to your life. Once again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
righty. Hello, everybody. We're back. And once again, let me give you that number for you to call in if you want to participate in the show. It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And we talk about alchemy because we're doing transformative work. In this first part, we're stirring up what is going on within you, what it is that you're wanting to step into, what you're wanting to create. It's a shame that we've learned to be afraid of ourselves, to be afraid of our desires, to be afraid of our passions, and what means so much to us. You know, if you think of a child at 3 or 4 years old, they're exploring everything. They're fascinated by everything. They look at everything as some curiosity and point at things with enthusiasm, and everything is new. And we lose that, don't we, when we become adults. That aspect of us is almost punished and put away, and we go, you don't have time for that now, you've got to get to work. You don't have time for that now, you've got to go do this project. You don't have time for that now. And so we shut our inner child down, we shut our passions down, we shut our energy down. So we then develop a life that literally isn't ours. So some of the attachments and control that get in our lives have to do with creating a world that we think is manageable. If you can go into your depths and check in with yourself in your heart space and ask yourself, am I happy? Do I know how to be happy? Is there any joy in my heart? Find out what the answer is for you right now. Are you able to go in there? Some of you are very tight in your heart space. There's a lot of tension in the back of your neck. So listen to your body right now. What's it telling you? What's it sharing with you? And often there's a message that if we step into our passions, we'll be broke. We'll have nowhere to go. We'll have nowhere to live. Many clients I've worked with, when they say to me, well, I tried once, I stepped into what I wanted to do, and it didn't work. So we dig into that a little bit because, you know, we have some extreme ideas about failure. So I asked them, well, tell me, did you get any information or any guidance that came to you about your plan, about the desire you had, what you were stepping into? Was there any of it maybe that you chose not to follow and you went with something that was a little more conventional? You know, you got some guidance that you needed to work with a certain person, and someone else that you respect in your life said, oh, don't work with him, he's such a flake, or you can't count on him. And so you went somewhere else, and there was a wrong energy, right? You knew that that energy was not connecting with what you were trying to create. And that person that, you know, this one you respect called a flake, what he had was an energy that was in alignment with you, that had some power, that had some capabilities, that had some talent, that honored what you were doing. So pay attention to what went wrong when you, quote, tried it before. And the next thing I'd like to throw out to you is that just because you attempted to follow your passion once doesn't mean you should never do it again. I'm amazed at people I speak with who have never tried again. They have never allowed themselves to step into their joys and their passions because the so-called failure frightened them so much. If you go back in that energy of failure, if you go back in that story in your field, you will remember very likely some very critical energies either in your family, in school, or in some other talents that you had that kept you from stepping into all that you are. Think about it. What happened in your life that began to shut you down? This is so important for you in terms of stepping into your passions. If you think about people, and I bring up Thomas Edison all the time, and I think honestly, I bring up Thomas Edison because the number of times he tried the light bulb is just unfathomable to me. You know, I just don't know anyone else in my example toolkit that tried something 5,000 times. Do you? 5,000 times. And we think, that's just craziness. I can only imagine what people were thinking when he failed over and over and over again. But we have a concept in our culture, in our families, in our jobs, that we cannot fail. When there is that rigidity, when there is that harshness, when there is that set of rules that keeps us bound and tight and restricted, we are not able to express our heart because our heart feels free, right? The desires of our heart feel loose. They feel like a loose garment. They feel like excitement. They feel like sort of almost irresponsible. That's what we equate it to. So think right now of your passion. Think about something that happened when you once wanted to step into things. Think about what happened when maybe you failed. I'd like to challenge you to take a look at that and break it down. Don't be afraid. This is not shameful. So let's clear out the shame right now. Let's release the shame energies, okay? Let's let this go. But think about what exactly happened in that attempt. Did someone tell you that you weren't talented enough, pretty enough, tall enough, smart enough, you didn't have the tools, no one was going to help you, you didn't have the money, etc., etc., etc.? What came up for you? This is ministering to a lot of you right now. A lot of you are hearing this and you're remembering something in your life that you once wanted to attempt and you wouldn't dare. So I'm going to share a little secret right now. If you have something that you want to step into, you do not have to tell anyone. There is nothing in the rule book that says you have to tell anyone what you're doing. You know, there are so many artists that do not let anyone know what they're working on until it's released. So why don't you put on that whole robe and say, you know what, this thing I want to do, this book I want to write, this music I want to create, I am not going to tell anyone. Or if I do, who resonates with me in my life? As you begin to identify the people in your life, you don't really notice that you notice that you don't have any that really identify with your passions. Because the first thing they say to you is, well, how are you going to do that? Well, where are you going to get the money? Are you kidding? You're going to do that? You're going to do that here? And you begin to withdraw again. So this whole segment of the show, I want you to notice what happens in your field with certain people, certain thought processes, certain beliefs, how your energy contracts and expands, where you begin to cave in, where you begin to feel small. Does this make sense? Is this resonating with you? When you step on the journey of abundance, and you begin to identify with parts of your path that you want to explore and to step onto, there are things going on in it that are going to require you to release an old way of doing things, to step into a new way of doing things. It may be something as simple as how you spend the first hour of your day. It could be as simple as taking a new class in an area that you have never tried before. I know some people, they've never taken a meditation class, or they've never taken a yoga class, or they've never taken a dance class. And this is a real leap. Now, not for those of you that do this all the time, but for some people, this is a real stretch. So what is it for you that's been resonating with you, that's been speaking to you? I need to do this. Or you met a teacher and it's, I need to work with that teacher. Or there's a book. I need to follow through on that book and begin to cultivate these things in my life. I hope you have that piece of paper beside you. I hope you're taking some notes. This is about you. This is about who you are. So when you begin a spiritual journey and you're stepping into abundance and you're stepping into all that you want to create, you're going to find that you have certain barriers, and you're going to find that you have certain passions and joys that sadly you've not stepped into. Release some of the sadness and make a commitment to yourself today that you're going to start, that you're going to make this deal happen. This is about you, okay? Don't live your life for someone else. Live your life for you. When you live your life for you, you draw in the companions, partners, mentors, teachers, capabilities, tools, finances, all those things that will align with you to bring it in. But first, you've got to let go of any of the attachments you have that are keeping you from even trying. Remember, attachment is about fear. And what we're about to do and talk about is stepping into loving ourselves, stepping into inviting source, which is unconditional love, unconditional abundance, unconditional health, powerful stuff. We're talking about bringing that in to participate in your personal greatness and developing a whole new agenda for your life. I'm giving the number out one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. And if you want to learn more about what I do, go to my website at lesliefontaine.com. That's LesLieFontaine.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you into it? For the month of April, take a picture in your Intuit apparel and post it on Facebook for all to see and receive a reading from Lynn Brown on your Facebook page of your prominent aura color and what it means for you. Make sure you tag Lynn Brown or the Are You Into It Facebook page with your photo so Lynn can find you. Visit intuitapparel.com today and wear your intuition with pride.
Are you feeling stressed, in pain, disconnected, worried about aging? Corrective Alignment and Integration Therapy restores health. Move your body, which frees your mind and elevates your spirit. Bodywise Bodywork LLC provides the tools you need to create the change you've been waiting for. Start living a fully present and integrated life. Book your 15-minute consultation online at www.bodywisebodywork.com. Bodywise Bodywork LLC, because it's the only body you've got.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hello again. This is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy. We are talking about abundance beyond attachments and control. Many of us have experimented with abundance. We've read the books, we've studied the law of attraction, and we're a little disappointed with some of the results here and there. Some things we've done pretty well. You know, we're not all failing or all succeeding, right? In our field, we have some things we do exceptionally well. We don't even have to think twice about what we draw into our lives. And then there are some other areas where it's surfacing now that it matters and we need to do better. Many times when I'm working with people, I will start to talk about, you know, some shifts, some changes, and they will start to explain to me why they have to hold on to these things, why this attachment has to remain, why they can't make a change in a certain relationship, why they can't make a change in work or living conditions or roommates or partners or any of these things. And once we decide that things cannot change, then we've put a stake in the ground, right? We have said, this is the way it has to be. If you drill a little deeper into your attachments, you will find that there's some fear or control about why you're holding on to that. There's some vision that it must be this way. It must unfold in this way. It must be sequentially one, two, then three. So I would ask you to go into this area where you're considering it not to be as successful as you would like and understand why you think that attachment has to be there. Typically, it can be based on cultural rules, tradition, family opinions and requirements about the world, an opinion about your own smallness, that you're not that grand, you're not that significant. If I do a threshold check with you on finances and what you think you can earn, there's a certain level at which you become very uncomfortable if I say it out loud. 50,000, 60,000, 70,000, 80,000. Where do you start to get tight in your field? If I tell you that you can step out and make a change in your life, even move to another country, where do you notice the tightness that shows up? What are the voices that you're hearing? Where are the limitations coming in? So think about all this as we're taking a look into your own inventory. There's a comfort in holding on to what we have because it's aligned with the realities around us. Many of us, if we suffered a lot of rejection in our lives, need the approval of others. So, you know, I had a father, if he said jump, I said how high? Now, you may have had a very strict upbringing. You may have had a very rigid way that you had to look at the world. And as you're asking Source to come in and you're following your intuitive guidance, there is some instruction and direction that's going to come to you that's a little different. So there are some things that you want to take a look at that are holding you back because you're afraid that those key approvers in your life are not going to allow you to step into this without criticism. And our hearts ache for that. So right now we've got a caller, Benny, looks like Nick.
Yeah, it's Nick from Ohio. Nick, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Doing fabulous. How are you doing, Nick? What's going on with you?
A lot, everything. just feel like I've, for the last year or so, I feel like, probably longer, honestly, I just feel like I've been in this, like, survival reaction mode, and I just have not been able to get out of it at all.
Okay. And is it, like, in a particular area, is it affecting work? Is it just relationships? What area of your life is feeling like this survival mode?
Yeah, I haven't really been working that much. I don't know. It's hard for me to interact with people anymore at all, like even on a personal social level.
Okay. Is it feeling like it's a total disconnect?
Pretty much, yeah. I can't really reconnect with myself, and I can't find the reasons why.
All right. Did something prompt you into this situation where, you know, I guess either the working became less and less, or was it, you know, some hard experience you had?
With the working, it was just nothing that was presenting itself felt like it was in alignment with what I wanted to do with my life. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to present my own life in general. But I don't know. I just had a son probably 4.5-5 months ago.
Yeah.
And we're not, like, living together. And that's just mm-hmm. been really difficult for me. And I just, like, I see that there's steps I need to take to get to a point where I can. I'm not even living in the same state as him right now. He lives in Massachusetts. I'm living back in Ohio. So
I see.
There's just, I see so many steps I need to take, and I just, it's all about taking the first one, and I don't know where to even begin. Like,
I understand. So let me ask you, what's your spiritual life been like? And this is just, you know, informing me a bit. So if I start down a path with you that you're comfortable.
Yeah, no, definitely. I started meditation consciously probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it's just been really rocky. It's been up and down. It's just some days where I feel really peaceful and just accepting of what is, and there's other days mm-hmm. where I just feel like I'm just ready to leave this planet. Like,
I understand. Well, there's some really profound things that I'm just seeing, you know, in your heart space, Nick, because it's not just a recent thing that, you know, you're not living in alignment with yourself, you know, which this show is about today. It was going on for a long time, and you kind of hit that wall, right? I mean, this is the movement. So, you know, I'm just getting so much in your heart space, just so much grief and a lot of sadness, and I'm really, really sorry. So right now, what I'd like to go ahead and do is just, you know, bring in some of the masters right now, bring in some of the archangels. And I'm also going into your power center right now, and there's a part of you that's extremely young, Nick, that I don't know, you know, from childhood, it just feels extremely young, where the powerlessness part of you has just come out in force. So we just want to do a little loving on your inner child a bit right now. And then I'm just seeing some really coercive energies in your field. And so I want to shift some of that. We'll do what we can in the next 3 or 4 minutes, but likely it would be good to work a little more on that. So pardon the radio format that is not very kind sometimes, okay? So, okay, so we're just going to release. I just want you to really tune into your own self right now and not be afraid of the pain you're feeling. That's one thing that we do sometimes, is get real afraid of the pain. And I'm just going to bring in some of the masters and just allow yourself to breathe them in right now, just bringing in you know, Kuan Yin, bringing in Master Jesus, who does some marvelous manifestation healing work, Divine Mother and Divine Father. And there you go, you're just really a lot's just channeling through your leg space. And we're just going to clear out any core fear of fully standing in your power right now. Going into your heart space, there's some real tight agreements that if you stand in your power, you'll really lose. And so this is important to go to the bottom of where that's coming from. It's very much tied to your security center. So we're just releasing that out. And the back of your field, there's a lot of energies that seem to want to come in and take up space for you. We're just going to do a wash of pure essence energy and supreme being light. We're really going to honor some of the sadness and some of the release. And this is, again, some deep inner child work that's surfacing, that what you feel does matter. So what I'd like you to do after this, they're still working, is I'd like you to write down everything that you're feeling guided to do, okay? I don't want you to let your sadness and the disappointment stop you from listening. So just allow yourself to write some of it down. And continuing to work in your solar plexus and in your second. Because sometimes we let the overwhelming feelings stop us from following the guidance. And there's some things that are coming to you, and I'd really like for you to work on bringing in some of the light beings, some of the guidance team that you can work with. This isn't about just getting peaceful and getting content and getting satisfied with not having. This is about really connecting to your heart space. So this isn't something that, you know, we can do in just a few minutes here, Nick. I'd be glad to talk to you later about this, but I'd like you to research some masters that you can bring in, unless you already have some, and get them connected with your passions and your desires. Your sadness has been real, and the sense of loss has been real, but you can recover the power that you can take care of your inner child and your feelings, but you can also recover your power. So maybe we can talk later after the show, all right?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. All right, but please honor what's coming to you in the next few minutes, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay. You bet. Absolutely. All right. Well, if you're looking to reach out to me, I am at lesliefontaine.com, LesliefontaineNE.com. On there, you will see how to work with me, how to reach me, my travel agenda, which is pretty aggressive right now. I'm right now in London. I'm going to be teaching some classes at Friend's House on May 6th, 9th, and 11th. And if you're here in the city, I hope you will not hesitate to come so you can expand beyond the life you've created to this point. And then moving on to Australia after this. So when we come back, we will either take some additional calls or close up with what it's like to begin to open ourselves into our heart space that allows us to step fully into abundance.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling at smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
And here we are again with Sheer Alchemy. This is Leslie Fontaine, and I hope that if there's anything in this that has resonated with you, you'll reach out to me for further work. I do a lot of progressive transformational work with my clients, walking through the things we're trying to create in life and what we're trying to open ourselves up to. You know, if you've gotten the call, and you know, the call can come in a lot of different ways, right? You've heard a speaker, you've opened a book, someone turns you on to something, you've gotten the call, or you've gotten the memo, as I like to put it. And this is the beginning of your exploration. And don't be disturbed with all the negativity you might feel in your field and all of the fear of lack of control. This is the beginning for you. This is okay. And honestly, every time we step into a new area of our life where we've managed it, you know, in the same old way that we always have, whether we're super pushy or super passive, super aggressive or very intentional, waiting for things to come to us, when we get shaken up into going in a new method or approach, it is a new area again. So enjoy the ride. And when you get upset, you know, cut yourself some slack. Attachments are tied to fear. Fear and control are almost one in the same. We have to have control to feel safe. We have to have control so we know what life looks like, how it's going to turn out. But if you've been doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same results, well, we know that that's the definition of insanity. I wouldn't be that harsh. I would just say don't expect a different result. So when you get information to go in a new direction, to make a new turn, to step into all that you are, well, this is your chance. Now, if you can't do something big and major like move to a new country, maybe you can do something like, you know, intend for money to come in or intend for, you know, a new class that you want to take. So think about it in terms of, you know, a graduation of intensity, all right? Many of you are doing some very intense work anyway. So what does it mean to be out of control? You know, I tell many people that sometimes when we're really, really happy, it feels out of control. Or if we're really, really happy, people will say, God, what's wrong with you? You know, we don't say, isn't that great? You're so happy. Funny, isn't it? So I want you to check back in with that list you've created during this show. Check back in with what's been coming up for you. Some of the sadness even may be a habit that you've been holding on to. Some of the jobs that you have may be a comfort zone you've been holding on to. What's coming up for you? Now, when you begin to release control, my friends, believe me, you are not going to your boss and turning in your resignation. That's not what's happening here. What you are doing is shifting your energy in a new direction to create a new opportunity. The reason it feels so frightening is that our spirit knows how powerful we truly are. So in that moment when you are in your job and you say, I release this job, you're terrified because you realize you could actually release it and you realize that something new could actually come in. but you've not done it yet. So allow the great reveal. Allow the information to come into you. Allow the inspired thoughts and ideas, the inspired actions that you might take to come in. It may be to go talk to a certain person. It may be that you go get a haircut and that certain person is at your haircut. So this stuff can happen numerous, numerous ways, but it begins with first setting the intention, shifting yourself in a new direction. You feel the fear and you tell yourself, release it. I can take care of myself. I haven't quit my job. I haven't left my family. I haven't been thrown out on the street. Okay, so this is what the ego does. Now, I'm not talking about the negative word ego. It's just that part of us that holds on to a lot of things in this world, requires recognition, requires appreciation, requires acknowledgement, all these things. The ego comes in and tells us, you better hold on to that. If you lose that, well, you're going to be nothing. No one's going to hire you. Do you know that? Do you know that no one's going to hire you? Of course you don't. So that's why releasing attachments can be frightening. So bringing in the masters, bringing in the ascended masters, the archangels, all those that are available to us to work, they come when we invite them. So I challenge you after this call, invite them in. If you know Kuan Yin, Buddha, Kutumi, Master Jesus, Divine Mother, any of the masters that you know that you'd like to invite in the hierarchy, bring them in and notice the shift in your energetic field as you invite them into the process. They don't come uninvited. So this is an exciting opportunity for you to step into what you want to create. It is our inner child that gets overwhelmed and frightened. Remember, your inner child had no power, couldn't drive a car, couldn't buy groceries, couldn't pick up the telephone if she wanted to or he wanted to. So the reactions of the inner child are terrified. And our job is to honor the desires of that child, embrace that child, but let him or her know, look, I'm the grown-up, and this is what we're going to do. We're not going to throw everything out in our lives and start from scratch. We're setting new intentions. We're shifting in a new direction. And we're allowing Source and the abundance of the universe to channel into us, to channel through us, to receive the unconditional love of Source so that we can step into the life that we were meant to have. This is a continuing unfoldment. This is a continuing flowering. The dreams, the desires, the essence of you, the passions, the talents, your inner beauty, all that you are. This is a blessing to you and to everyone around you that knows you. So I hope you won't hesitate to reach out. If you're looking to make this kind of a shift, you can reach me at lesliefontaine.com. That is LesLieFontaine.com. As mentioned earlier, I'll be teaching some classes at Friend's House here in London. That's at Euston Road, and they will be on May 6th, May 9th, and May 11th, teaching about stepping into daily manifestations, building on some of the message today, how to create some spiritual mastery in your life, how to become the hero in your own life. After I'm done here, I'll be going to Australia, to Sydney, and to Melbourne. And if you're listening from there, I do hope you will join me there. But don't hesitate to reach out with any questions that have come to you during this show, anything that you've begun to shift into. I answer all emails and questions, and I'd be absolutely delighted and honored to work with you as you step into your path. Again, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy, wishing you the absolute serendipitous, limitless best as you step into all that you are.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.